National security issues will take center stage in the presidential campaign tonight. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appearing separately at the Commander-in-Chief Forum, put on by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. It'll take place in New York, air on MSNBC and some NBC stations. And the candidates will answer questions from veterans, military service members, and members of military families. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. He joins us from Washington. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. And this is a programming coup for NBC, but does it also say something about how important national security issues are in the race right now?
Yes, I think what it says is how important they have not been, at least in terms of the messaging from either of these candidates. This is something that they don't want to talk about. It's very prickly to try to pin yourself down in an election as opposed to after you've been installed in office. And so when they can avoid talking about it, they generally do, although there have been a couple of special speeches and addresses they've given. This will be the first opportunity for people to ask them specifics about Afghanistan and Libya, for example, apart from the Benghazi storyline that Trump likes to use against Clinton as an attack, but about what's taking place there now and what the United States will do in that conflict and all the others that it's involved with around the world.
And you're right. It seems to have ramped up ahead of this evening. The Clinton campaign has that devastating advertisement. They used Donald Trump's own words about knowing more than the generals on ISIS and saying, when asked about people who've lost loved ones in combat, that he's made sacrifices, as we see pictures of legless veterans. And then Donald Trump has attacked Hillary Clinton's strength and her health. Tell us more about how this is playing out in the campaign.
Well, it's been a lot of rhetoric and a lot of politics in the sense that these candidates, for obvious reasons, want to make each other look bad. They want to make each other look weak or incompetent, but they haven't actually talked about what they would do in terms of the policies they would put in place, the issues that they would pursue and things of that nature. That's what they want to change, and that's what IAVA and NBC saw an opportunity to do with this event, which is why, as you said, they have this coup in bringing both of them there, showing it live, and having people interact with them. According to the billing anyway, in terms of those policy details about national security.
Well, let's take talking about fighting ISIS. Donald Trump spoke in Philadelphia today.
I will ask my generals to present to me a plan within 30 days to defeat and destroy ISIS. This will require military warfare, but also cyber warfare, financial warfare, and ideological warfare.
And take that one first, Phil.
Well, as you pointed out earlier, Trump said before that he was, quote unquote, smarter than the generals, and he knew more about ISIS than they did. So it's kind of a change in tone for him to say he will now ask the commanders, ask the Pentagon to do more work on defeating them. The other interesting thing about it is Trump's address of ISIS sounds a lot like what President Obama and Secretary Clinton have said, which is that it has to be a whole-of-government effort. You can't defeat them just on the battlefield. You have to use other avenues of national power, and that seems to be what he's saying. What we don't know and what we may learn about more this evening is what he would ask them to put into this 30-day review, or whether, in fact, it would look any different from what the Obama administration has been doing in Syria and Iraq.
Well, in fact, he's also implying that you can come up with a plan to defeat ISIS in 30 days, and it should have been done. You know, that's seems like one of the implications there. Here's Hillary Clinton in Tampa yesterday.
First, we're going to take out their stronghold in Iraq and Syria. Second, we're going to dismantle their global terror infrastructure on the ground and online. Third, we're going to bolster our defenses, including with an intelligence surge, to protect us and our allies. We will do whatever is necessary for as long as it takes to bring ISIS to justice and end their reign of terror once and for all.
But Phil Ewing, Hillary Clinton has also said that it's Donald Trump who says he wants to put boots on the ground in Syria to defeat ISIS and that never on her watch. What are they saying about troops?
Well, both campaigns have said they want to do more, they want to step up the effort, they want to take the fight to ISIS, but not specifically how they would do that. And that's one of the interesting things about the statements from both candidates today. One new detail from Clinton specifically in the clip we just heard is she describes a so-called intelligence surge. Other than that, what she described is exactly what the Obama administration has been doing so far. So we don't know what intelligence surge means, but that's something else that she may talk about at this event this evening.
Just with a minute left, Phil Ewing, one of the tricky things here is that Donald Trump's language has been, and very successfully been, we don't win anymore, we're going to win. We are in warfare where, you know, most military analysts say that's not how you look at it anymore. It's not World War II where, you know, there's a front line and people face each other and whoever loses the most loses. That it's very different. But that is his approach.
President Obama has really tried to condition expectations about that as he has looked at the end of his term. When he speaks about ISIS and Syria and Iraq, he often puts it in the context of these are going to be long-term conflicts and this is something that Americans in the West may have to get used to, you know, for the long term.
Yeah, it was very appealing for Americans to hear, you know, that someone says they want to win and will win. We'll be listening in tonight. Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor, ahead of the two candidates facing questions from the military tonight. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.